This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. It's the day before the show starts Wednesday, and we're with Don Ayers from U.S. Sport Aircraft. He is the importer of what is known as the Piper Sport, at least for the next 90 days. Don, can you bring us up to date with everything that's going on with the aircraft and how things are working?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Basically, U.S. Sport Aircraft Incorporated is the importer of the aircraft and has been doing all the importing for Piper Sport Distribution. Piper Sport Distribution has a worldwide distribution agreement with Czech Sport Aircraft, but all of the planes coming into the country are shipped to me at U.S. Sport Aircraft. We have reassembled, licensed, certified, and sold every Piper Sport in the country right now. And sales are continuing to be brisk since Piper has announced that they have dropped out.
Okay, Piper announced that they were dropping out. Our Czech Aircraft Works answered with their statement. Where does that leave your company and the people who own the aircraft?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's business as usual. As I said, my importing contract is with Czech Sport Aircraft. Piper has a distribution contract with Czech Sport Aircraft, but all the planes are imported by me and do come through my company. And until I'm told differently, we're just going to continue selling them as either the Piper Sport or the Sport Cruiser, whichever is decided. But in the meantime, as I said, sales have continued even after Piper has dropped out.
Okay, the latest is that the distributors have gotten together and they're going to form a cooperative organization. Have you had talks with them? Do you know how all that's going to work?
Yes, I'm actually, in addition to being the importer, I'm one of the distributors also, or the dealer. So I'm kind of wearing two hats, one as a distributor and one as the importer. The interests of the importer and the distributors aren't totally in line, as you would expect. There are concerns on both parts of them. We are the dealer or distributor network has decided to form an association basically to let everybody know that the dealer network is in place and we will continue to support the airplane and also to protect their position. They put a lot of hard work into the project so far, and just about all of them have made sales of the aircraft.
How many aircraft have been sold, and what are the reviews? The reviews we've heard is that it's a solid little airplane.
We delivered 45 last year, and so far one more this year. We expect to get five more out the door within the week after Sebring. Orders are continuing to come in. We have planes in this country in stock, and the support for the airplane is going to be through U.S. Sport Aircraft, as it always has been. And there are parts available, support available, and you can verify this with any of the customers that have bought planes from us.
Now, there's some late-breaking news. The Piper and Czech Aircraft Works are going to issue a joint statement on Thursday. Any clues as to what they might be saying?
I would expect that's pretty much what the press releases have already said. There's no earth-shaking announcement coming out.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.